call happening at the same time. So because this is an official board meeting to pass the USBE plan form, it's got to be an open meeting. So what I did is I sent out a just a Google number. So anyways, so if I look at the Google number or I say who's on, then just so that the board knows that's what's happening. So they're on my Google form. And so we'll have to, just like our regular board meetings, Kent's going to record this meeting, and then I will record it so that we can post this so that we stay in line, just so everybody's aware. Good to go?
Sounds good. Yeah, let's go.
All right. So we're on record for a special board meeting to talk about the USBE COVID opening of school plan. And Jonathan, I'll turn it over to you.
Sounds great. Thanks, Drew. Welcome everybody who's listening in. Let me first just, because I can't see everyone because of where I am. If you are a board member, just so that the minutes accurately reflect which board members are attending, could you please identify yourself?
Dave Pugsley.
Hi, Dave. Margaret Archibald.
Hey, Margaret.
Rob Simmons.
Rob, thanks.
Ricky Chambers.
Hey, Ricky.
Hi.
Anybody else?
Those are all the board members. Also on the call, for your information, John, is Kevin Smith, Kyle Lewis, Drew Williams, Aubrey Johnson, and Kent Brown, myself.
Okay. And then we have community members, like I said, John, who have called in via the Google phone number. And let me just check that for those on the Google call-in number, can you hear me?
Sure.
Yep, sounds like they can. All right.
Yeah. All right, sounds good. And Drew, thank you so much for circulating the plan. Just from people that have talked to me, for example, Stacy Shurtleff said she's thoroughly reviewed the plan. She was not available now. I'm not sure if Sue's available now. Or Lisa, but I know that at least Stacy indicated that she was in favor. I'm in favor. I think you did a great job. So do you want to talk, Drew, just a little bit about the plan before we formalize this for the vote? Again, we're planning on this being a very short meeting.
Yeah, absolutely, John. So just so that everybody's aware, as part of this plan, we have to post on our website. So it is posted on our homepage, just tuaconhs.org. That is so that the community also sees this plan as transparent as possible. I kept a lot of the state questions on there, just again, to make it as transparent as possible, addressing all of the items that the state was interested in us addressing. At the bottom, I think, is the most important part of, the plan, and this is the mitigation tactics for specific areas, including classrooms, transitions, entry, exit points, transportation, restrooms, et cetera. So we essentially identified to where we could isolate symptoms, minimize outbreak probability, physical distance, respiratory hygiene, and physical hygiene. One thing that I wanted to point out is Social Safety Products is a local company, a great partner now with Tuacon High School, and they've donated close to $4,000 in social sneeze guards for teachers' desks. And then also Paul Budge is the owner, and he came out and worked with our staff for 2 days and has come up with screens that are 6 feet tall by 4 feet wide, such that in choirs and theater and band situations where you have to use your mouth, for instance, in a band situation or in theater where we need to be able to see facial expressions, that we've been able to work and create a really innovative product. And then he donated all those products to us as a school. So I think we're in a really great place, continuing with, you know, listening to Southwest Health. That's our main source for all of our medical direction. And that keeps us consistent with Washington County schools and then the charter schools in our area. So I'm really proud that all of the school leaders, executive directors of charter schools, as well as the superintendent of where the superintendent of Washington County schools have come together and really, I think, created a consistent plan for all of our families in Southwest Utah.
Awesome. Thanks, Drew. Board members, anybody have any questions for Drew about the plan?
No, I'd just like to say I thought it was very comprehensive and well laid out, and I appreciate, you know, the work that you've done for us on this.
And Drew, I'd like to also acknowledge the comprehensiveness of the plan. I have two questions, and the first has to do with kind of a worst case scenario if we're forced into closure again. And I was unclear in the plan what triggered a possible closure again. It seemed like it was tied to the color code. And is that something that is determined by the state, or is that something determined by us locally?
So currently, from my understanding, Dave, that will be determined by the state. So for instance, if let's say Southwest has an outbreak, then we would actually work with the state to determine our next steps. So there's two kind of scenarios. One is the hybrid model. That's where our audition classes would be in person, and all other classes would be virtual. And then, of course, then there would be the soft school closure where all classes would be virtual. So the way that we have set up this entire year, and Aubrey and Kyle are both on this call, is to make that as seamless as possible in Google Classroom. So everything that teachers are doing in person can also be done also virtually.
My second question had to do with the, it's just purely technical. It has to do with fans. And I know that sounds like a minor issue, but my concern is fans move air, and moving air can move particles. And so I was just concerned because every study I've read, you know, indoor environments, even with the 6-foot spacing, can be a little bit tricky if air is moving in certain directions. And so I just wanted to bring that up. It sounded like to me the philosophy was to place fans to move air from the classroom outside to outside of the classroom.
Right.
That makes sense to me, but I was just wanted to make sure we're on solid ground there when we start moving air around artificially.
Yeah, I mean, with an HVAC system that recirculates air, that's something right. Certainly that all schools are dealing with. An independent company a microphone company actually did a study recently about how much air saturates. And so what we're trying to actually ascertain from that company currently is how long does it take to get to a saturation point with air particles, et cetera, from, you know, just from the people in the room. And so trying to think of ways to get air out of a classroom and as best as possible. And also without retrofitting a building.
Right.
So that was the idea that we're going to continue reaching out to this mic company to see if they have any suggestions on that, and I'll keep you posted.
Okay, thanks, Drew.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Dave. Good questions. Any other questions? Dave, are you satisfied with the plan?
Yes, I am.
Would you like to make a motion that we approve it?
I will certainly make that motion.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thanks, Margaret. Is there any further discussion? All right, let's go ahead and do a roll call vote. We've got a motion and a second from Dave and from Margaret. Rob?
Aye.
And Ricky?
Aye.
Do we have any other board members on the call?
No.
Okay. Sorry. Any other board members?
No, there's not. Sorry, I was just monitoring it.
Okay. All right. Well, it looks like it is approved, and I will indicate that Sue and Stacy, I believe, are both on board by proxy. So I'll reflect that in the minutes that we do have a quorum and that we do have a majority vote in favor. And then I would just open the meeting for public comment. Is there any public comment? Okay, hearing none, I think, Drew, anything else? Are we ready to adjourn?
Oh, thank you, John. I appreciate it. And thank you, everybody, for such short notice.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks, everybody. And thanks, please keep us posted. We're ready to meet whenever you need us to.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, all.
All right. Thanks, everybody. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.